Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 9:44 and a half, down 1 1/4 on the open. In Chicago, March wheat opened at 9:29, down 2 1/2 on the open. May, 9:35, down 9 1/2. July, 8:16, down 1 1/4. September, 8:20, down 1. December, 8:28 1/2, down 5 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 4:65, down 1 3/4 on the open. May, 4:77, down 1. July, 4:87, down 3/4. September, 4:86, down 1/4. December, 4:85, down 1 3/4. March, 4:91, down 3/4 on the open. January soybeans opened at 12:44, down 5 on the open. March, 12:57, down 5 1/2. May, 12:75, down 4 1/2. July, 12:83, down 6 3/4. August, 12:57, down 7. November, 11:56, down 4 3/4. January of 2009, 11:64, up 4 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 340.50, down 150 on the open. March opened at 346.80, also down 150 on the open. January soybean oil opened at 50.35, down 20 on the open. March, 51.15, down 3. February live cattle open at 94.40, down 15 on the open. January feeders, 99.75, down 57 1/2. February lean hogs, 56.30, down 10. February pork bellies, 84 even, down 12 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening at the Central Citizens Library District building in Clifton, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The panel gets underway at 7 o'clock, and panelists for the meeting include Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, Mike Georgie of Allendale, Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services, and AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. That's at the Central Citizens Library District building in Clifton, Illinois, this evening at 7 o'clock. The meeting is free and no advance registration is required. Bring your Agricultural Outlook panel questions, and we hope to see you there. Now on the telephone to talk about the market on this day is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to begin with the outside markets with you because I see by looking at the S&P and Dow charts that we broke under some significant midterm trend lines, and I'm wondering if that's carrying over to the grains today.
Well, it could as you start to worry about the economy in general. There's concern there on consumer confidence, purchasing power, and so forth. But the Dow is due for a correction here. We're going through that correction. The key is seeing how soon we find support. And on the energy side of the equation, the grains were following the energies higher. So as the energies reverse and give up some gains and correct, the grain market could follow suit in a big picture, but when you had crude oil testing $100 a barrel, it could pull back to $90, $85 a barrel and still be in an uptrend. But definitely the grain market is going to keep an eye on these outside markets. But the key probably is the funds. That's the big talk here and has been the big talk for the last 2 weeks as we start 2008, readjustment of their positions. There's some ideas that they could sell some wheat and beans and turn around buy corn. We've seen estimates they could be sellers up to 40,000 contracts of wheat, 32,000 contracts of beans, and buying about 19,000 contracts of corn. There's some speculation this would run over a few days, they wouldn't do that all at once. They probably do 6,000 beans, 7,000 wheat, and about 4,000 corn every day. But when you look at the big picture, that's sort of a drop in the bucket there. We traded much larger numbers on a daily volume, you know, up over 160,000 contracts of grains in each pit there. On the corn and beans, wheat volumes in that 70,000 contract level. So, you know, if they do it all at once, it could be a dynamic effect, but over time, it could be spread out. Same thing in the crude oil. They're expecting to be sellers of over 50,000 contracts of crude oil, but they trade 300,000-400,000 a day. So that will be the main feature, is they take the cue from the funds themselves.
So for this week then, Kurt, are you looking for a back-and-fill affair in beans and wheat and potentially new contract highs in corn?
Well, some consolidation. I imagine today and tomorrow will be somewhat back-and-filling, but we should stay firm into the report. If you go back in past history here, these reports could be quite interesting here, especially at the end of the week, on what the USDA comes up with on their January estimates. You know, last year we gained about 20-25 cents in corn and about 30-40 cents on beans right after the January report. Of course, a year ago, during this month of January going to February, corn gained about 60 cents and beans about $1.20-1.25. So, you know, there's some optimism that this market can move higher, in some cases sharply higher. There are some objectives in corn, you know, as high as this $5.60 to $6 area. Some bean objectives as high as $16-17 a bushel. If the funds are going to continue to help support this market to much higher levels.
Will there be a surprise on Friday, do you think?
Well, we sort of view the trend going into the reports. When we look at going into a report, if the market trends higher in the report, there could be a bearish surprise. Even if the report would be bullish, oftentimes they say it's already built in. Vice versa, too. If we trend lower in the report, the surprise could be positive. So we'll be a contrarian according to the trend going in to the report. But as far as the surprise, yes, there could be a surprise from the USDA. You know, we're vulnerable to their opinions. And oftentimes what the trade's looking at and what the numbers are two entirely different things.
The run-up that we've seen over the last several months has certainly been demand-led. And as we move into 2008, do you feel as though that if we are going to reach higher prices, it will have to now be a weather-led market?
Well, not necessarily. It could, you know, still be demand-driven. The fear on demand, though, is like wheat. You know, we've already virtually reached some export objectives. Some of these countries are already bought up on wheat. So, you know, we feel fulfilled demand. But to answer your question, longer term, in order to go sharply higher, you know, past history shows it's weather related. So that's yet to be determined and probably won't happen until later on as we get in the growing season, until the trade can actually physically see the crop and whether it's a good to excellent condition or poor to very poor condition.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimball of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 931, down 14 and 3 quarters. The Board of Trade, March wheat at 909, down 22 and a half. July, 808, down 9 and a quarter. March corn, 465, down 1 and 3 quarters. December, 485, down 1 and 3 quarters. January beans, 1238, down 11. March, 1252, now 1251 and 3 quarters, down 10 and 3 quarters. November at 1163, up 2 and 1 quarter. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says a flood watch is in effect for most of northern Illinois from this evening through tomorrow afternoon, and for most of northern Indiana from this evening through tomorrow evening. Today, in northern Illinois, cloudy with periods of rain. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine, windy and mild, with scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous during the afternoon. and highs ranging from around 50 in far northwestern Illinois to around 70 in the far south. Tonight in the north, cloudy with rain, locally heavy at times. Elsewhere, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and lows ranging from around 40 in far northwestern Illinois to around 60 in the far south. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.